Coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, this is Tuscola Sports Radio. Charles Allison, Branson Reese. Getting a little late start tonight as we have the unified basketball game going on between the JV boys, who got a big win tonight, 34-32 over Brevard's JVs. So off to a good start here tonight. We'll have girls basketball action for you here in just a moment. We're going to take a break for the national anthem. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684. Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Mountain Credit Union can help you make this season bright. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. The holidays are magical, but they can also be expensive. Gifts, travel, heating bills, it all adds up. We're here to take the stress out of the season. From holiday loans and flexible payment options to smart savings tips, we'll help you stay on track so you can focus on family, not finances. Because we're more than your credit union. We're your neighbors, ready to guide you through winter's twists and turns. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison, Branson Reese back here with you on the hill from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. And the starting lineup's being announced. Brevard will have Addison Worley, Miracle Collington, Emily Hoxett, Leah Cape, and Rylan Bird. Starting for Tuscola tonight will be Julia Wells, Gwyneth Schick, Kendall Williamson, Avery Roten, and Vesper Forbes, the kind of new starting lineup, Branson, we've had for what, last 2.5, 3 weeks?
Yeah, the last 2.5, you're right, the few weeks. And so far, it's bode pretty well. Of course, take away, Tuesday or Wednesday night, and that was a tough game. Give credit where credit's due. That's a pretty good Pisgah team down there with only one loss.
Yeah.
So
and got a big one coming up tomorrow afternoon, actually.
Right.
They're going to have to make up. So got West Henderson coming in. West Henderson second place with one loss. So big game down in Pisgah tomorrow afternoon. So if you want to get out and see some more basketball action, head down to Canton and catch that game out, because that will be probably for the championship, or the regular season championship anyway, of the Mountain Eight Conference.
Well, what's big about this game is this: they get this win tonight that puts them to 9 wins, which next week's game is big against East.
Yep. So in tonight for Tuscola, wins the tap from Wells to Roten. She'll take the jumper, partially blocked by number 10, Emily Hoxett. Roten got to be careful with those hands there out there on the wing. And we're going to get a whistle, and Chick going to pick up a quick foul here. Nikki McDaniel's the head coach, her second season at Brevard. She was a star at East Henderson as Nikki Fauntleroy and won a state championship there in 2000. They're currently 1-18, 0-11, and Coach Sutton going ahead taking a timeout here, and this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Elwood, one great location with great customer service. Their leading scorer is freshman Miracle Collington, averaging 6 points per game. Hadley Boswell, who is not starting tonight, a freshman, averaging five. And Leah Cabe, starting senior tonight, is averaging 3.7 points per game. Not a high-scoring team, and as you would figure, 1-18, 0-11 in the conference. And that leads us to our keys to the game, sponsored by Bethel Storage. Are you looking for a place to store all your stuff? Bethel Storage can help you store all your precious items in one safe, convenient location. Call Bethel Storage, 648-5656. They try to go low down the baseline to Addison Worley, and it'll be tipped out of bounds. And the key tonight to me, Branson, is Tuscola cannot take this team lightly.
No, you can't, because no down games. I mean, after Tuesday night, you've got to get that foot back on the gas and go.
Brevard gets it inbounds. The jumper by Miracle Collington, no good. The putback by number 10, Emily Hoxett, won't go. And a rebound out to Julia Wells. She'll push it down the right side and drive to the basket. Goes up, and it'll go off of number 14. That's Leah Cabe. Interesting thing about Brevard, Branson, they've got six freshmen and six seniors on this squad, and only two juniors and a sophomore. Pretty solid roster, though, with 15 players total. Shot up on the inbound, won't go by Roten. Tried to put it back, wouldn't go. Forbes will follow and bank it in, and she's fouled.
And that's going to send her to the line. And this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at WPTL at 648-3576. And you are correct, you know, about what you were saying right there before I got that foul. Girls got a big one tonight. So,
well, they've got a chance to kind of lock down the fifth seed tonight, because the East game looks to be probably a little tougher. It was tougher there. They go in high post to Leah Cabe. Drives, won't go. Williamson got a hand on it. Now they're on the floor. That'll be Kendall Williamson and Emily Hoxett fighting for the basketball down there in the paint. And the arrow will go to Brevard. So Worley will inbound for the Lady Devils. Goes way out high up top to Cabe. Now they go low to Hoxett. And Kendall just puts a paw on that basketball, and Cabe can't turn. And the arrow goes to Tuscola. I'm not sure what tonight's theme is for the student section. I see sunglasses and fancy kind of 50s-looking sport coats over there. Shot up. Williams, oh my gosh, just sort of plows into the lane after the rebound. That one's going to be on number 14. That's Leah Cabe.
And that's going to send Kendall to the line. Yeah, and now, Cabe still down there arguing her case.
Well, she's got one. I hate to say it. Kendall came through that lane like a road grader. Segment on the way is good. And Kendall didn't really get a lot of scoring on Wednesday night at Pisgah. Did a lot of rebounding. Had 13, as a matter of fact, was the leading rebounder. But I think she's ready to kind of make some amends for Wednesday night and maybe kind of jump back out on the offensive end a little bit. Mountaineers swing it out to Schick, up 4-0. Here early in the first, Roten on the right wing, looks inside to Williamson. Now she'll drive. Jumper, no good. Forbes looking to put it back, can't get the angle. Kicks it out to Wells, can't get it from the free throw line. And Brevard, oh my gosh. Brevard player, and she's walking back okay. But
man, I thought she ran into that door jam.
There was a lot of slamming noises as she disappeared out of the corner here. Ball stays with Tuscola. Roten on the point. Swings it right to Wells. Dribbles in. Ooh, about lost the handle. Roten going to take the three. Too long. Schick tried to tip it out off of Emily Hoxett, but not successful.
Huh.
Schick going to pick up a little pressure here in the backcourt and then drop back. Madison Galloway in now for Brevard. Gives it over to Worley. Worley tried to hit the cut there to Madison Galloway low at the baseline, and it'll go out of bounds back to the Mountaineers. Schick down left side, Roten. Vesper Four is posted up low, and Roten about lost the handle, picks it up, trying to step through, and gets fouled, I think. That's going to go on Madison Galloway, a junior guard for the Lady Blue Devils. Coach McDaniel, not real happy about that one. Wells inbounds. Roten going to drive from the baseline. Couldn't get it to go. She and Hoxett going to spin around there, and I believe the foul going to go on Avery Roten.
That'd be Avery's first team, second here in the first.
Mountaineers going to pick him up here in the backcourt. And they'll get it across over to Collington. She'll take the long three, and it's good. And just like that, Brevard has got the lead to one.
Man.
Mountaineers got to work on getting it into the basket. Wells over to Roten on the point. Goes low. Great pass to Williamson. She'll put it up. Man, now that was one that was a risky pass, but it worked.
Yes, it was.
Sharp, though. She sent that thing on a line low into Kendall, who went up to the rim and got fouled.
Yeah, she didn't put it out of her reach, take her out of the her spot right there, away from the basket.
And Kendall, who is our leading free throw shooter, but I think 46% is what I saw. I'd like to get that up over 50. Second one on the way is good. 5-3 Mountaineer lead. Galloway to inbound. Wells tried to get the steal. Collington will bring it down on the left. And dribbles into triple coverage there. But it's tipped out of bounds by Roten, I believe. Worley inbound to Galloway. Whistle timeout by Brevard at the 4:37 mark. With the Mountaineers up 5-3, and the timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Dellwood, one great location with great customer service. Tuscola, as we said earlier, now 8-10, trying to go for that ninth win and the fifth win in the conference. Right now 4-8, lost Tuesday night to Pisgah 62-29. Julia Wells still our leading scorer, almost 14 points per game. Kendall Williamson coming in second with 8.7. 9.6 rebounds per game, still the leading rebound average in the conference. Vesper Forbes hanging in here at 8.1 points and 8.1 rebounds.
Right.
Misconsistency.
Yeah.
And then Avery Roten third on the team with rebounds at just about 5.5 per game. Blue Devils inbound to Collington. She'll work left. The runner is good. Tied at 5. They go in high post. Williamson kicks it out. Roten looking to work on Collington. Pulls up. The baseline jumper is good.
Good shot right there by Avery.
7-5. Now he's pressuring the Blue Devils in the backcourt to bring the ball up. Collington gets it across, goes to the corner, going to lose it, out of bounds. Roten cut her off from the baseline. And Collington looked like she was trying to maybe grip it in and turn and pass it away, but lost the handle. Schick brings it down for Tuscola. Looking inside, Vesper Forbes comes high. Roten now on the point, working right, and a whistle and a grab inside. Madison Galloway.
I believe that's her second, isn't it?
I think she kind of hacked Schick as Schick tried to come through.
So.
And the 15 foul on Brevard, so that'll send Avery Roten. Actually, didn't foul Schick, she fouled Roten.
And this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Avery's first free throw, just a little short. Segment on the way. Banks and rolls it in. 8-5, 3:47 to go here in the first. Brevard will get it inbound, cross the court to Collington. She'll dribble across midcourt.
Oh, wow.
Galloway on the cut. She saw her, couldn't hit the pass. Rebound Wells, and Collington will just step right in front of Julia Wells on the break and draw the foul.
Wow.
Wow.
And I don't know, when we talked to Julia at halftime Wednesday night, she's got some little roughage right there below that right eye. And, of course, that screen that got set on her by Kylie Leonard Wednesday night about knocked the wind out of her. You could tell she was struggling with that one for a while.
Yeah, and
she's taking a beating out here.
That addled her the other night. That's the most I've seen her be affected by a screen like that.
Second one's short. First one's good. 9-5. Tuscola in the lead. Now Worley will bring it across. Picks up her dribble, and she'll walk. The Messer Maniac shirts are flying off the shelves, apparently. Right side, Roten. Now Schick. Nobody having to wait for somebody to come over to get the ball. They was a little slow getting across the lane. Forbes tried to put a shot up, partially blocked.
Oh.
Went out of bounds, but Wells tried to save it, put it right in the hands of Collington. Gerard will swing it right, now go all the way across court. Collington will take the three. It's short. Rebound by Bird, and we're going to get a whistle on Vesper Forbes.
Wow. I didn't think this.
Trading paint down there in the lane.
Yeah. I didn't think it was that bad, but, I mean, she did have arms around her.
She didn't wreck her. She rubbed her. Inbounds and on the steal by Julia Wells. Up and the layup's good. 11-5. I may have to dig out Days of Thunder and watch it now.
Well, if you've got BBC, they usually play it once a week on there.
Over into the corner. Worley shot, no good. Rebound Avery Roten. And now's the chance Mountaineers have to extend this lead. 2:28 to go in the first. Roten picks up a dribble on the point. Gives it over to Schick. Over to Wells on the wing. She'll drive, got the opening. She'll take it. Oh, God. Ain't no way that was clean. She went across her arm. They will go out of bounds to the Blue Devils. Inbounds, got it to Collington at midcourt. She pulls up, waves and tips, gets it to Schick on the steal.
Oh,
bounce
nice
back, pass to Julia
nice
Wells.
Pass. Nice pass.
Schick was covered, was going to have a difficulty making the layup, so she kicked it back to Wells for the lay-in. 13-5. Mountaineers hitting the gas pedal now. Galloway to Worley on the wing. They'll swing it left side. Collington, short. Rebound Avery Roden. That's not, if she's not hitting, that's not going to help her.
Right.
Roten working left. Tried to dump it down to Forbes, and she banks it in. 15-5, minute 29 to go here in the first. And Coach McDaniel will send Ava Rogers to the scorer's table. They go high to Kate. Now left side. Worley for three. No, actually it was missed. It hit the net. Wells saved it from going out of bounds. Got it to Schick. Roten and Schick bringing the ball up now. Right. Wells is kind of moving over to a three. Schick going to take the three off the rim. Won't go. Forbes, great rebound. Gets it tipped out to Wells.
Wow.
Forbes and Collington both hit the floor. Wells' shot, no good. Tip back out to Roten. She'll drive the baseline and went over. Got her own rebound. Spins, puts up a shot. Can't get it to go. Williamson put up a shot. Got hit from behind. No call.
Oh.
And we've got Collington and Forbes back on the floor.
I think Collington, she headbutted the floor pretty bad right there.
And she's coming slow up, trotting kind of slow, and we're going to get Navarro taking a timeout with 32.1 seconds to go. I thought the officials might stop it there, but I think maybe Coach McDaniel was thinking the same thing. Because both those girls hit the floors twice, What got me, though, Kendall came down with a rebound, went up the shot, got, you can see her get hit from behind.
Yeah.
And all six eyes didn't see it. So 15-5, Tuscola with the lead, and this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. For all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs, Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. And it's supposed to get up to about 60 degrees Monday. I think I may try to get my propane tank filled this time. And stop rolling the dice.
Yeah. It, listen, it's going to be a perfect time. I mean, because it looks like next week's some pretty good weather. So
I got a feeling you're on the golf course.
I threatened it Monday or Tuesday.
Inbound high to Galloway. Out on the wing to Hoxett. Back to Galloway. Now they'll go high post into Cabe. Left side. And Addison Worley will drive the right side of the lane and put it in. Down here still up by eight. 13 seconds and counting. Roten looking. Oh, man. Williamson was wide open in the lane, and Roten got a little too excited and got it out of her reach, and it will go out of bounds, but it went off of Brevard Blue Devil. Wells looking to inbound. They get it into Forbes. Oh, tough angle, but gets it to go. She was kind of under the backboard, but was able to kind of twist and get it in there. 17-7. Last one going to be heaved up by Brevard. Will not get close. Mountaineers take a 17-7 lead going into the second quarter. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
John Anderson here, your host for Good Morning Haywood on WPTL. And we're announcing open lines all the time, not just at the flea market from 6 a.m. until 9:30. We're going to open those phone lines and see what's going on with you out in Haywood County. So call in and join us. And then we have all your regular features, too, like Johns Hopkins Medical Minute, the Farm Report, and the flea market at 8:30. Remember, open lines all the time. 648-3576, 3577. Good Morning Haywood, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on WPTL.
Tuscola basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, Charles Allison, Branson Reese. Lady Mountaineers up 17-7 as we get ready to start the second quarter. And Mountaineers push that lead. It stayed close till about 3 minutes. And then Brevard started missing some threes, and Mountaineers pushed the ball up and picked up the scoring pace. Up 17-7. So Brevard will start with possession here in the second quarter. Ava Rogers in the game, throws up a shot, won't go. Turnover to the Mountaineers as it goes out of bounds. I don't know if those are trying to be 50s rock stars or if it's secret agent man. I'm not sure. Samantha Horton in the game, takes a shot, won't go. Bounce pass, Wells on the rebound. To Roten, shot won't go. Williamson going to step in. We got a tie up, and that arrow should go to Tuscola.
I seen him over there a minute ago trying to snap their fingers like a bunch of doo-wop guys. So.
Inbound to Horton, and she'll tip it in.
Good shot by Sam. You know, she scored a few the other night.
Yeah,
last few games she's got about.
Starting to kind of get into the mix a little bit here. Mountaineers looking to be in a 1-3-1. Horton in the paint. Roten and Williamson out on the wings. Julia Wells will work it low, and Schick on the point. They go to the left side, going to get tied up in a jump ball, and that should go to Brevard between Roten and Leah Cabe. 14-14. Wyland Bird back in the game now for Brevard. Emily Hoxett will come out inbound high. They'll kick it out. Rogers, no good. Bounces down. Samantha Horton with the rebound. She'll kick it back to Roten. Williamson was down on the break. Threw a hand up. She was open. Wells, ooh, Horton almost double dribbled there. Uh-oh.
Oh.
I read her lips. She's like, my bad. Horton trying to hit Wells, but the ball went the opposite direction that Wells was going. Subs in for Brevard, Scarlett Conley into the game. Number 20, a freshman guard. They'll swing it. Worley on the point. They go high into Cabe. Kicks it out to Galloway. Got double teamed out there on the wing. Pulls it back. So Mountaineers running this 1-3-1 defense, which was always my favorite at Western. They go in the corner to Galloway. Cabe with it now. Going to spin. And what do we got? A very slow walk to the table. That's going to go on Kendall Williamson. I guess a grab there after she tried to spin away. Right side. Galloway thought about it. And I'll go to Conley. Galloway, right wing, and buries a three. That's the only thing about the zone. If you can start doing that, you'll have to come out of it. Roten, left side, inside the arc, can't get it to go. They go down to Galloway on the left wing. Now they're staying in the zone. They'll go to Cabe in the corner, back out. Worley, Galloway, Cabe inside the arc. Air ball over the rim, no good. Rebound by Roten. And everybody took off. She brought it down. Williamson, just another pass. Too high.
We'll have a timeout here.
Timeout, Tuscola, 19-10, 5:36 to go in the second. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Elwood, one great location with great customer service. Well, everybody's been getting in on the act so far offensively tonight. Forbes, Wells, I don't think Schick's had a basket yet.
She does not. And you know, the thing about that is I'm still going to remember that pass down the court. That was an absolute awesome pass.
So coming out of the timeout, Brevard will inbound way down on their end across the court. So the Mountaineers will pick up in the backcourt. They'll get it to the middle to Cabe, across to Worley. She'll dribble right, heads to the corner, pulls back out. Now up top, Galloway, long pass over in the corner to Bird. Trying to drive, got hung up. Ball goes underneath the rim.
No. Okay, yeah.
The official was wanting to count the basket, but it went up through the net, not in the net.
They're going to call that one on Sam Horton. That'll be Sam's first, team second.
So Ryland Bird to the line for Brevard. And of course, Brevard looking for a new football coach. Branson, Luke Coleman. They were telling me earlier he's headed to be the defensive coordinator at Rabun County, I think. What I heard. Down there outside the AD's office. And the second free throw, and that didn't hit the rim, so that's a turnover anyway. And my understanding is East Henderson's looking for a football coach now.
Oh, really?
So I think all the Henderson County schools except the Bearcats looking for a coach. They go down low to Williamson, got tipped out of bounds.
You said Luke's going to where now?
Rabun County.
Georgia?
Yeah. Back to Georgia. Right side, Roten. Horton at the top. Out to Schick on the wing. She'll dribble around, picks up on the point, over to Roten. Down here's being a little methodical here, looking for a good shot. Schick into the lane, penetrates, picks up her dribble, got to do something, going to get tied up. Swings it out to Williamson. Then falls out of the lane. The jumper by Roten, no good. Tip back out to her. Goes to Williamson, high post. Going to be able to make a move. Can't go. Got tip. Horton got the rebound. Goes back up with the shot, and she's fouled.
And that's going to send Sam to the line. And this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at WPTL at 648-3576.
Of course, Swain getting a new coach from Cleveland down in the eastern part of the state.
That was an interesting hire to me. I mean, it's a good coach.
I think I read his wife's from this side of the state.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty successful from what I was able to read in the Raleigh news.
Yeah, I think 12 years down there, had 11 conference championships.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, 127-30.
Yeah, but he's in the Smoky now. That's,
yeah.
Got to get through Robbinsville and Murphy. Second free throw, no good. Still, actually, both free throws were no good. It's 19-10, and as Joey Wells draws the foul as Scarlett Connolly drove to the basket.
That'll be her first. Miss Julia Wells.
Lady Mountaineers is cooling off a little bit here in the second quarter. 4:25 to go. Connolly's first free throw is good. Second one, both free throws good. 19-12. Mountaineers have not scored this quarter. Wells, the finger roll won't go. Williamson follows with a rebound. Can't get it. She and Horton both fighting for it. Horton rebounds, feeds it to Wells. It won't go. Ball's loose on the floor. Picked up by Roden in the bank. Shot goes. 21-12. Sam Horton got about three rebounds on that play. Tip by Williamson on the entry, trying to get it into the high post. Feeds it to Schick. Puts up the ball, partially blocked. Rebound by Conley. Outlet to Lambert, and the jumper is good for two. That's Inslee Lambert. First we've seen of her tonight. 21-14. Schick pushes it down. She'll go up. The runner won't go. Ball's loose. Picked up by Wells. Out to Roten. She'll drive. Put up a shot just inside the 15-foot line. Won't go. Williamson and Hoxett, I think, down there. Actually, that is Addison Worley going to tie up down there. And 14, Leah Cabe going to, already wearing a brace on that left knee. She's going to kind of hobble off. Wells, the inbound high. Schick wide open. Got it if she wants it. And she got it.
4-3. And that three-point shot sponsored by Forger Contracting.
24-14. Lead is back to 10 for Tuscola. 3:15 to go in the half. We'll get it across to Conley. Now right side to Lambert. We go in the corner. Conley going to take the shot. No good. Rebound, Schick.
With authority on that one.
Gwyneth, left side. Kendall, cross court. Sam. The jumper from the baseline, good. Sam Horton picking up the pace here a little bit. 26-14. Inbound to Galloway. Conley in the corner, going to be intercepted by Wells, but she couldn't reel it in. She got two hands on it, but it rolled out of bounds at the Tuscola bench. Collington going to check back in. Mariah Worley into the game for Brevard. First we've seen of her. Vesper Forbes will come back in. So either Wells or Roten going to be bringing the ball up now. Tuscola staying in that 1-3-1. They go on the wing. Worley drives, put up a shot, partially blocked by Horton. Outlet to Roten, to Wells. Pulls back, goes up. Ball was short. Forbes got a hand on it, but couldn't put it back. The ball's loose, picked up by Horton.
She walked.
The student section over there disagrees with Mr. Ray. 26-14 still. I'm not real sure how that ball ended up in the hands of Sam Horton.
I'm not either.
I think maybe that's what surprised her too. Collington on the point. Swings it left over to Worley. Back to Collington. Wells on her defensively. Going to put up the shot for the wing. That's Worley, no good. Follow by Hoxett, no good. It's going to roll out of bounds off of the foot of Madison Galloway. One of two juniors on this team. Wells down in the corner. Horton. Forbes down low. Posts it up. Puts up the shot. Can't get it to go. Follows, and it'll hang and go.
And Vesper now with 8 points, so she's at her average.
Vesper's been coming on the last couple of weeks. Worley, the shot from the right elbow, no good. And we're going to get a jump ball down inside on a rebound between Roten and Hoxett. And that'll stay with Brevard. Galloway inbounds way out to Worley. Thought about it, pulls back. Collington's not going to think about it. She'll take it. Oh, man, it hit the backboard in front of the rim and back out and down into the hands of Kendall Williams. Collington got up tight on Roten. Avery will bring it down, gives it over to Wells. Works, goes baseline, up and around and underneath the backboard. Kendall got a hand on it. Horton on the floor. Jump ball should go to Tuscola here. 1:02 to go. A lot of contact in the lane down here. Both ends, really. They go high. Horton, the runner. I'm sorry, Roten, not Horton. Williamson with a rebound. She'll put it back. Came in flat. Horton.
Oh, staying with Tuscola. Ooh,
staying with Tuscola. I wonder, Horton was blocking out anybody from getting to it. So she knew something we didn't. Wells up top. Williamson, ball fake, goes to the rim. Oh, man, not enough on it. Came up short. She'll get her own rebound. They hit Roten. Back out. Williamson will take the jumper. Came in a little flat. Wells will get the rebound on the far side. Drives baseline. Got an opening. Oh, and put it in. I thought she was going to have to go with a reverse layup, but she got it to go. 30-14. Under 30 seconds here in the first half. Galloway about to lose it there at midcourt with Wells. Worley. Now Wells on her. Way out over to the wing. Back to Worley on the point. Collington will take the three from the left side off the rim. Rebound Roten. She'll push. Three on two. The feed to Williamson blocked out of bounds. And Kendall. Kendall wanting a foul there on Collington, and it ain't happening.
Pay attention to the clock, girl.
Wells into Williamson. Going to put it back. Just couldn't get enough on it. Forbes with a rebound. She'll stick it. Won't go. Rebounded by Hoxett, and the buzzer will go before Brevard can even get a chance to get a shot off. But it would have been a long one in any event. Lady Mountaineers up 30-14 as we go to the half. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Tuscola Basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forga Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. It's time for the halftime show brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. Great first half for the Lady Mountaineers. We said we can't afford tonight is our key to the game to not take Brevard lightly, and they have not.
They haven't, but the second half is, though, you can't let up. That's the big thing. You got to keep your foot on the gas because right now you're fighting for seedings. And, you know, a lot, not just within the conference, but within the state as well. More wins you get, the more it's going to be better once they start seeding it.
Raise that RPI, and we are looking at the girls' standings right now. Of course, Pisgah still in first place, 11-0 in the conference, and they are hosting East Henderson tonight, so we got to figure when the night's over, they'll probably be 12-0, but got to play again less than 24 hours later. West Henderson is at Pisgah at 2:15, and West, the second place team right now, currently 10-1. So a win by West over Pisgah kind of throws some big question marks into that Tuesday night game.
Well, you know, we were West's first conference game this year at the beginning back in December, and they came in 0-7, and I'm like, man, that is a very uncharacteristic of a normal West Henderson team.
Yeah.
But, you know, they've turned it on since.
Of course, I think they had kind of a tough non-conference schedule now. Yeah. The only thing about that is even if West can pull it off, on Tuesday night, Pisgah will host Brevard, which means Brevard's making two straight trips to Haywood County. And then West is at Franklin, which is going to be a tough ball game for them. Franklin, maybe not what they've been. Right now they're in third place at 8-4, but could be tough at home for West. So, you know, West picking up a win at Pisgah Saturday is certainly no easy thing. And even if they do it, it's still going to be a tough road for them to hoe.
It is. And, you know, like I said, going into the Bear Den, and somebody, one of the teams is going to be extremely tired after tonight.
Yeah. Smoky Mountain is in fourth place right now at 7-5. Tuscola, the 5 seed right now at 4-8. We can hopefully say be 5-8. That should put a little distance between them and East Henderson. East at Pisgah tonight. East likely to be, they're 3-7 right now, likely to be 3-8. So they'll be, you know, almost a game and a half behind Tuscola at that point. And I think, of course, Tuesday's game with East is not going to be easy. They had a tough fight, and actually East came out and won that game on the road. So Mountaineers need to get this one tonight and then set their sights on Tuesday to do everything they can to get that home win on senior night and lock down that seat.
That's exactly what I was going to say, too. With it being senior night, you don't want to end the season on a win, and especially on that one, because that one's big. You owe them. After the way they've played so close the last couple of years, that win got away from us real quick over at East. And second half, I thought we did a really good job with their score. Hill. And, you know, they stuck Julie on her, and you can tell it's getting frustrated. And what we've seen so far, what I've noticed is whoever that Julie has been stuck on, gets real frustrated really quick because it cuts their scoring down.
And obviously that's been seen and planned by Coach Sutton. But if Tuscola can lock down that fifth seed, that means they'll likely play Smoky Mountain, who right now is 7-5. Now, that's not saying anything. It's going to be easy. But a 5 playing a 4 is always that kind of spot where perhaps you can turn things around. And, of course, it won't be easy, though, because the conference tournament is going to be at Smoky Mountain.
Right.
So they're going to have that advantage in their favor. And, of course, if we were still doing first-round games at home, we would still be going over to Silva likely anyway. So take a break. We'll come back, have some more for you here at halftime. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff, the host of Weekend in the Country. Each week, we travel back in time for a countdown of the top 20 songs from a weekend of years gone by. Now, in addition to playing some of your all-time favorite songs, we'll have fun facts about those tunes and about the great country performers of our lifetime, plus a slice of life to help us remember how things were back then. So be sure to join me for every Weekend in the Country.
Saturdays at noon on WPTL.
Tuscola Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming back live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control press box at halftime here, the girls' game, Tuscola up 30-14. We were going over the conference standings as of this afternoon. East Henderson, the sixth seed right now, 3-7. North Henderson, 2-9. Brevard is currently 0-11 and looking like headed to 0-12. Other games tonight, we've got West at North, East at Pisgah. Big rivalry game, Franklin at Smoky Mountain. That one could be interesting. Both currently 12-10 overall. And then we got two games tomorrow afternoon. You got West at Pisgah Girls at 2:15 and East at North at 4:15. I would have to favor East, but not by a lot.
Yeah. I think we came in, I'm not going to say unprepared against East, but wasn't what we thought.
Yeah.
And, and I think Julia, if I'm not mistaken, Julia had just come off of a bad game or something, or getting hurt here. So she wasn't at 100%.
Yeah, I think it's when she banged her knee up a little bit. She's took her licks, there's no doubt, this season.
Absolutely.
And then to wrap things up on Tuesday night, East will be here for senior night. Brevard will be at Pisgah. West will be at Franklin. That's not an easy game for West. And North will wrap things up at Smoky. And then the conference tournament is supposed to start next Friday. They hope. The plan is to play all games at Smoky Mountain. And I've not heard if they're going to try to do a JV tournament or not.
Usually they take the top
four, maybe.
Yeah, or something like that.
You got some quick scoring totals for us.
And right, first half win for Schick with that big three right there in the second quarter. Have Julia Wells with 7 right now. Kendall Williamson with 3. I have Avery Roten with 5. I have Vesper Forbes with 8. And Sam Horton with 4.
So Forbes with 8. Who else is high?
The next one would be Julia at 7, Sam Horton at 4, and Avery Roten with 5.
Vesper's scoring role has really kind of skyrocketed here over the, say, last 2.5.
It has, a couple weeks.
It kind of goes in part with that starting Schick right there as the other guard.
It does. And the other funny thing about it is, as far as fouls go, everybody has 1. And that's it. So we're in good shape foul-wise for this second half.
And that's the thing, Roten, too. Roten was getting in some foul trouble earlier in the season. She's kind of cut back on that a little bit, too. Well, we're getting ready to start back here a little bit early. They're going to cut about 36 seconds off and try to reset the clock. And Mountaineers will start with the basketball here in the third quarter, up 30-14. I'm confused. See, Julia was waving everybody. Actually, it's going to be Brevard's basketball to start the third quarter, and we're underway. The drive on the inbound to Worley, no good. We're going to get a tie up in the lane, and that should go to Tuscola. Easy to keep up with right this early in the quarter.
JV girls got a big win tonight, too.
Oh, they won, too.
They won, so.
And of course, boys got a big win. Exciting game. We got to see the end of that one. 134-32. Got a little scary with 10 seconds to go in that one. Wells outside the arc, and the bank is open on Friday night.
And that three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contractor.
Collington down on the wing. Gives it over to Galloway. Bird tried to sneak up, set a screen behind on Wells, and Leah Cabe going to get called for the walk there at the right elbow. Cabe, bless her heart, she's struggling. She's got that left knee brace, not moving all that well. They go in high to Kendall Williamson. She'll kick it out baseline. Wells cross lane pass over to Forbes is good. Vesper racking it up here lately. That scoring average, she may perk up a little bit on that.
May tick up a little bit in the right direction.
Because she was at her average, right about her average right there at halftime.
Yes.
They go down low. Kendall cuts off Cabe. She'll kick it back out to Collington, who will take the three. Ooh, rimmed out. Rebound by Schick. That thing was headed there. Forbes running the floor. Well, gets it down from Schick. Banks it in and good.
Well,
holy cow.
I guess she heard us talking.
Forbes had her Wheaties today. They go in a corner. Bird going to take the jumper. Won't go. Kendall trying to get position on Cabe. Cabe with the rebound. She'll put it back up. Won't fall. Kendall with the rebound. Now here's going to run the floor. Wells, crossover, in the lane, lays it up and good. 39-14. Timeout, and Brevard going to take it here with 5:58 to go. In the third quarter, the Lady Mountaineers up 39-14. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Bellwood. One great location with great customer service.
So a great start here, second half, third quarter for Tuscola, up 39-14. And I'm telling you, hey, Vesper, like we said, we're sitting there talking about her, boom, scores 4 points real quick.
Hey, a big shout-out to Gwyneth Schick, seeing the floor like she did and got that pass. And that's a pass that the Lady Mountaineers here off and on have had trouble trying to pull off.
And you know, the best thing is the last two we've talked about are underclassmen. So they're going to be back next year, you know, and they're talking like, you know, the middle school girls are pretty good this year,
yeah,
too. So
I think I was talking to Coach Bass down at Pisgah Tuesday night or Wednesday night. And he said that, I know Heath had told us earlier, there's about eight maybe coming up from the middle school if they all travel to Waynesville. So Brevard, after the timeout, gets it inbounds. Galloway out on the wing. Looks like Mountaineers now in a 2-3, or what we used to call a 2-3 chaser. With Wells doing the chase. And Wells will pick up a foul, her second. Galloway tried to get it in and just stole it away in front of Cabe by Wells. Going to drive the layup, no good, and she's fouled. Cabe just turned around, looked at the bench like, how did that happen? Wells just kind of slipped in front of her. I didn't know they had that much room down there. Wells, oh, good go.
And these free throws are sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Carol a call at WPTL at 648-3576.
Julia, second one on the way. Won't go. Tip by Inslee Lambert to Collington. She'll bring it down left side. Miracle Collington now cuts into the lane. Galloway going to bring it out on the point. Over to Cabe. Swings in the right corner to Lambert. Cabe back up top. Worley going to dribble right. Tries to get over to Lambert. Trying to go baseline. Cut off by Schick. Worley tries to drive around Schick this time. Throws up a shot from the baseline. Won't go. Wells bounce pass. Went off the foot of Cabe. So the ball will stay with the Mountaineers on the inbound. Oh, man. Schick wide open. I couldn't get it to go. Oh. Forbes follows with a layup. Ball's on the floor. Picked up by Roten. Started to drive. She'll put it up.
There we go.
And Roten with two in the middle of the lane. ...41-14. Mountaineers in the lead. Ball. Yep, that's going to go off Wells' foot. On the inbound, going to be tipped back out of bounds by Wells. Inbound to Collington. Cabe now going to get hung up baseline. Kicks it out. Conley's jumper no good. Followed by Galloway, and she'll be fouled, and I believe that's going to go on Wells.
You are correct. That'll be her third. Team second.
Sub in. That'll be Emily Hoxett back in the game, one of the starters. Cabe will come out. First free throw, no good. Second one on the way. Bottoms. 41-15. 4:20 to go in the third. Wells going to drive, penetrate the lane. The runner off high off the backboard won't go. Kendall got a hand on it, tipped it over to Wells. Wells tipped it back in the corner. It'll go out of bounds. Galloway will walk it down for Brevard. Lady Mountaineers now playing man. Collington works left to the baseline, trying to throw it inside to Conley, intercepted by Kendall Williamson. Outlet to Schick. She'll drive and gets. How that's not a foul, I'm not sure.
I'm not either because, man, she went down pretty hard.
Worley just basically threw her chest into Schick, knocked her out of bounds. Inbound to Roten. Avery, the runner, won't go. Rebound by Galloway. Left side, Collington. Now, Worley. Back to Collington on the point. Trying to go into the paint to Conley. Puts up one over Williamson, and she'll draw the foul. And Brevard's strategy kind of changing here a little bit, looking like they're trying to get it into the paint and maybe draw some contact.
Right. You're exactly right. And the bad thing was that shot that Kendall went up to try to block right there. She just went under her arms to draw that foul.
Conley's first free throw good. Conley's second free throw off the rim won't go. Rebound by Forbes. Roten with the ball, working to point. This is off to Schick. Over to Williamson, high post, cross court. Roten, the baseline,
there
runner
go.
Good.
There
she's
we
fouled,
go.
And Addison Worley is not so sure about that.
So a chance right here for a three-point play by Avery Roten, and this foul shot is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Worley with a rather quizzical look on her face. Okay. Roten's free throw won't go, and turnover back to Brevard. Worley, steal by Wells at midcourt as they tried to get it to Madison Galloway. It'll stay with the Blue Devils. Buzzers all over the place. Here we go. Kay back in. Insley Lambert in for Brevard. Hoxett and Worley will exit. The inbound to Collington. Over to Cabe. Looking. Ooh, she walked. She looked for affirmation from her coach, and I don't think she got it.
Yeah, she didn't get the answer she was looking for.
She turned around like, okay, I'm sorry. 43-16, Mountaineers in the lead. Roten over to Forbes. She's outside the basket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Long pass, and Wales going to lose it on the backcourt. Wales went over there and just started dribbling just as fast as she could please, thinking she could kind of blow it by, but nah. That one was a little hard for her to handle. Too high. Took her off her feet and sideways. So Galloway will inbound right in front of her coach to Collington. Roten on Collington now, so a little switch on defense. Wells out here on Galloway now. Galloway dribbles around a point, swings it in the corner to Conley. She gets tied up by Horton in the game now for Tuscola. Collington going to try to split defenders in the lane, and this one's going to stay on the floor. Foul going to be on Avery Roten. That's her second. Fourth team foul. Inbound Collington. Won't go. The jumper. Schick with a rebound. She'll push it. She and Williamson running the floor, and didn't look. Collington stepped in between, got the steal, and then Williamson reaches in for the tie-up. Arrow goes to Brevard. Collington a little quicker than Schick thought, I believe. And is Schick going to get the steal as Collington comes across midcourt? Schick goes up, ball fakes.
Good job.
And draws a foul.
Good job. That's going to put her to the line.
That's one of the lighter ones we've seen tonight.
Yeah. This free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Nice. The first one, nothing but net.
Allen really close to touching the rafters right there.
Second one on the way, rolls off the rim. Williamson follows. Couldn't get it to go. Ball's loose on the floor, and the tie-up. A big win by the Carolina Hurricanes yesterday, 2-0 over the New York Rangers as they go to the Olympic break. Looking forward to that. And on the inbound, going to get a charge call on Avery Roten as she drove towards the basket after the inbound. And I haven't seen the film on Lindsey Vonn yet, but supposedly she ran to qualifying today.
Yeah, they're saying that she has a totally ruptured ACL. I can't imagine. My imagination is that they're probably wrapping like you would not believe her knee.
They go high post. Cabe kicks out. Conley works to the baseline. Tried to throw it across and ended up throwing it off of Wells' leg. And we're going to have a timeout with Brevard. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Bellwood, one great location with great customer service. Mountaineers up 44-16 here with a minute 40 to go in the third. And we're coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. And if you want to listen to any previous games from this season, we're on the Tuscola On Demand tab at WPTLradio.net. So if you want to catch some of the earlier games this year, I've checked a few of them. So the archives are gone. I think they're working on trying to get that back. Some of the because we had stuff back 10 years ago.
Way back.
And this, of course, is our 10th year for Tuscola Sports Radio. This is one of those moments I really wish we had video to go along, and I'm not sure what Scotty's doing over there. I think he's shuttling info from the cheerleaders to the student section.
Scott.
Maybe I just need to bring him a couple of walkie-talkies. Then they can just communicate. We got a call and response going on. All right, inbound now, Brevard.
Scotty is the pet man.
Conley to Lambert. Worley going to drive. The runner in the lane won't go. Rebound Williamson. Tried to outlet, but Hortland already took off. Ball's loose. Stolen away in the middle of the court by Avery Roten. Bounce pass. Horton. Good.
Nice touch.
When Horton's on, though, she is so smooth. Sam actually talking out there, too. I hope it's to a teammate. Outside, looked like she stepped on the line. That's 23. Inslee Lambert, no good. Rebound by Wells. Long pass to Horton. Kendall thought it was coming to her, but it was way over her head. Horton came down with it, but then turned and couldn't get it away and stolen by Madison Galloway. 46-16, 24 seconds and counting to go into third. They go into paint to Galloway. She'll kick it back out. Conley rims out. Rebound, Julia Wells, 15 seconds and counting. Crosses midcourt, goes in the lane between three Brevard defenders. Can't get it to go. Gets her own rebound. She'll pull it back. 6 seconds. Going to pull up, take the jumper. Not there. Rebound Conley. She's going to throw it far, and it won't go. 46-16 as we go to the fourth quarter. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control press box as we get ready to go to the fourth quarter. And, oh, my gosh, it's monster cold.
And I'm actually seeing some of them mouth the words.
They may actually – Justin Reinhardt having some fun with the music selection tonight. Of course, right now, we're 2-0 on the night, getting ready to look like go 3-0 as – the Lady Mountaineers up 46-16 as we start the fourth with Brevard in possession. Schick going to try to get the steal over there on the sideline, and Lambert finally rips it back out. The long jumper by Worley, no good. Followed by Collington, away over the rim. Rebounded by Galloway. Brevard keeps the ball. Cave going to work the right side, kick it out. In the corner, Inslee Lambert shot, no good. Rebound, Julia Wells. Looking like Amelia Deal in the game for Tuscola now. They go into Williamson. The turnaround at the baseline won't go, but she's fouled.
And I believe it's a
shot. I've been sitting here thinking, the shots for Kendall, just she's having a hard time. A lot of, really putting up having to put a fight, but I'm beginning to realize Vesper's in the spot Kendall used to be in. Kendall has come up.
Right.
So is not getting freer looks at the basket. She's drawing more traffic there in the lane than what she drew, just like Vesper is down low. And that just came to me. And Kendall's free throw, first, second one is good, 47-16. Horton going to step up to midcourt and challenge. They'll go right side over to Mariah Worley. Into the game, looking to set a screen on Horton, 25 on 25, cross court over to Cade. Now Worley, she'll dribble around. We'll start over. Cade in the corner to Galloway. Back to Cade, nobody even close. Devils kind of spreading it out here a little bit. And top of the key, good three-pointer for Addison Worley. So Brevard decided to pull it out and stretch it, and just too much gas. Or actually, it wasn't that really that hard of a pass. I just don't think.
I think Sam had already started moving and getting ready to
Sam was
put one up.
Looking away before she had the ball. 47-19, Tuscola still in the lead. Leah Cabe with it out on the wing. They'll swing it left into the corner to Worley. And quick ball movement by Brevard, really, really pushing Tuscola to shift defensively. Shot up, no good. Rebounded in the corner by Julia Wells. Galloway started to cut her off and then thought better of it. Wells going to drive, put a shoulder in, and going to get called for the charge.
That's going to be Julia's fourth.
Leah had set her feet. First team foul here in the fourth quarter for Tuscola. 6 minutes to go. Brevard with his new offense kind of going around outside the arc and stolen by Wells. Going to drive. She'll take it herself.
A push drives in the back.
Yeah, Galloway kind of poked from behind trying to reach for the ball. Julia just kept right on trucking. And a foul going to be on Addison Worley. Her second foul. Wells, first one's good.
And these free throws are sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
On the way. Out. Williamson with the rebound. Tried to go back up with it. Got knocked out. Picked up by Madison Galloway. They'll swing it left to Worley. In the corner, that's Ava Rogers. No good. Tipped back to Julia Wells. Mountaineers down to court to Horton. And long pass. Going to be intercepted. But then looks like maybe knocked out of bounds by Brevard. Right in front of the Tuscola bench. Williamson will inbound. Goes up high to Schick. Gwyneth works left. She'll penetrate the lane. Tried to go up with a shot. Got hung up in the air and fouled. Couldn't tell if she was going to take the shot or maybe try to dump it down to Kendall.
Right. And she was fouled in the act. So this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Carol a call at WPTL at 648-3576.
First one wouldn't go. And that's Galloway's fourth foul. Third team. Second one good. Lady Mountaineers up by 30, 49-19. 5:16 to go. Horton going to pick up Worley across midcourt. Now she'll drop back into the defense. Cave from the right corner won't go. Followed by Worley, no good. She put up a shot. It was short. Rebounded by Wells. Long pass down to the left corner. Schick, she'll drive. Into the lane. The runner tried to bank it off. Wouldn't go. Ball's loose. Picked up by Deal. She'll put it back up. Hung on the rim. Wouldn't go, but a foul. We'll send Amelia Deal to the line. And that's foul on Leah Cade.
That's her.
They're saying five on number one, but I thought he signaled 14, which would have been Cade, which is only three on her.
I think it's Madison Galloway's got.
They posted.
Okay.
They posted number one up on the scoreboard with five, but I think they moved a little too fast. It was number 14 with a foul, and Deal misses the first one. Rylan Bird will check back in for Brevard now. Mariah Worley out. Mariah Worley, one of the seniors on this Brevard squad, six of them. He's taking free throw, no good. Williamson got a hand on it, but it hit the floor, and it'll outlet to Addison Worley. She'll bring it down. Madison Galloway pulled up, thought about it. Worley's got it. She's not going to think about it, and it's good from just inside the top of the key. 49-21. Mountaineers in the lead. Wells looking to go baseline. Tried to put it up a little hook. Wouldn't go. Got her on rebound. Kicks it out. Schick going to take the three. Oh. Way off. And then hit the floor. Out of bounds. I think she was looking for a foul call. And ain't getting one. 4:20 to go here in the fourth. Galloway to Worley. They'll go back up top. Swing it left now. Rogers in the corner. Addison Worley takes the three. Won't go. Rogers snuck in behind Horton and got the rebound.
think Gwen thought they was going to call a foul on her there for a second.
I think it was just a turnover. Under four to play. Schick will inbound to Wells. Up by 28. Deal going to drive now from the corner. Hangs on the rim. It goes. Another basket for Amelia Deal. Mountaineers back up by 30.
And the great part about doing this stuff, Charles, everybody has scored tonight for Tuscola. Ball up. Amelia Deal with a steal. Kendall Williamson bringing up down the court. Backed over to Julia Wells. Barked into a corner. And she did step on the line. Ball turned over to Brevard. Mountaineers up 51-21 with 3:23 left to go here in the fourth quarter.
I think I just sucked in a huge wad of dust there. Whew. Thank you, Branson. Galloway crosses the lane, throws up a high one off the backboard, won't go. Rebound by Julia Wells. Schick on the run on the floor. Had to go around the rim. Couldn't get it to go. Horton with the rebound. Out to Deal. Tip. Horton will come down with it. Wells going to take the three. It's
boom.
Good.
That three-point shot sponsored by Forga Contractor.
And a timeout by Tuscola with 2:55 to go. And here come the flying yellow plastic basketballs. Timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. I've got basketball, I want a t-shirt. Of course, I've got a ton of t-shirts. Now Julia Wells down there getting into the act.
That's why Owens is a lineman. He's not. He's not a quarterback.
Good Lord, that was a lot better.
He probably should have turned around and snapped it up through there.
Would have got it to us.
Yeah.
Got out here in the light blue hat. Got it. That probably wouldn't have fit anyway. So coming out of the timeout, we're back alive. I thought are we in running clock now? Worley, the jumper for three, won't go. Horton with a rebound. Ooh, Schick just kind of distracted a little bit there.
We're at the 33 mark.
Not quite to the running clock yet. Inbound, Galloway. To Emily Hoxett back in the game, one of the starters. Down in a corner to Inslee Lambert. They'll swing it around left now. Oh, the give and go to Hoxie. Got cut off by Horton. Great job by Horton. She's having a whale of a game tonight.
She is. One of the best games we've seen her play this year.
Schick over to Williamson on the wing. Cross court, Roten. Oh. Conley was underneath her and just stumbles out of the way. The shot no good. Roten follows, puts it up, can't get it to go. Rebound by Addison Worley. Worley, right side. Callaway's going to take the three. No. And that'll go off Deal.
They've got a Brevard player in putting the Tuscola shirt on.
Good sport. Shot long. No good by Rogers. Rebounded by Kendall Williamson. Feeds Deal. Working on Collington. Puts it up. Won't go. Williamson goes in to get the rebound. Tries to rip. And we're going to get a jump ball call before she can gain control. The guys are having fun down here tonight.
Yeah, they are.
Of course, that's the thing about Friday night games at home. You can make it a little more enjoyable because you don't have to worry about school in the morning. Well, that's good.
I know.
They're getting a start early. Oh, long jumper for two by Brevard. Minute 38. Chick going to drive. Goes in the lane. Is this crossover? Count to basket.
Oh!
A call for the walk.
Wow, man, that was a great move by her.
Chick has apparently not yet perfected the Euro step. Cross court. Worley thought about it. Rogers is not going to think about it. Corner of the volleyball line, and it's good. Bennett 20. Mountaineers still up 54-25. Schick will bring it down to Roten on the left wing. Down low, Horton took off, tipped off of her. Williamson picked it up, drives, and gets fouled.
That's going to send Kendall the line, and this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. And if you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
We've not been putting the games up on Huddle. I need to get another look at Chick. Somebody went out there to cool off for a little bit. Williamson's free throw won't go. Broward, ooh, really thought about it. Now Galloway is going to let it fly. Won't go. Rebound Horton. Under a minute. Let's go from the baseline. Horton, no good. Deal got a hand on it. It'll go out of bounds. 48.8. Shot up, no good. Rebound Williamson. Kendall brings it down. Crosses midcourt to Schick. Little high, got tipped. Stolen by Galloway. Roten gets down there to cut her off. Worley now into Rogers. In the corner, Conley drives. Kicks it back out. Top of the key. Worley for three. That's Addison Worley. 17 seconds. 54-28. Schick going to pull it back 10 seconds. Looking on Rogers, and now she's going to get double-teamed. She was just trying to pull it back. She's going to dribble out of trouble. And Addison Worley will come up and challenge one more time, and that will do it. 54-28. Lady Mountaineers with the win tonight on the hill. That's 3-0 tonight at Tuscola. We'll be back after this. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison, Branson Reese back here with you between games. Tuscola girls with a win tonight, 54-28 over the Lady Blue Devils of Brevard. We'll have boys basketball action coming up for you in about 10 minutes. Brevard led by Rusty Smith, his second season, currently 7-12, 4-8. They're in sixth place in the Mountain Eight. They've got two wins over West, one win over Smoky, and then a win over us on January the 5th. 64-56, so a close ball game. They played East on Tuesday night, lost 62-33. No stats to report from Brevard, but the interesting stat that we do have is it Brevard is only averaging one more point per game than we are, 53.8 to 52.8. So could be a close ball game tonight. Tuscola currently 2-19, 1-11 in the conference. We lost to Pisgah on Wednesday night, 68-49. And the sad thing about that was we had cut that thing to with about 3.5 to go in the third quarter. We had cut that lead to 2. And in some turnovers and a intentional foul call kind of broke the dam loose, and Pisgah made a run and pushed their lead back out. Chouinard, our leading scorer right now, averaging 16.2 points per game. Jet Bartley, our leading rebound, coming in with 6.8 rebounds per game. This reminder that Tuscola basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forger Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Paper Town Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. If you've missed any of Mountaineer basketball or even football this year, you can catch up with Tuscola On Demand. Go to WPTLradio.net, click on the sports tab, choose Tuscola On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the entire 2025 football season, and it is also up to date with basketball games on Tuscola On Demand. Check it out. Tuscola Sports has been honoring Tuscola athletes for outstanding game day performances all season long. You can see photos of all the award winners at WPTLradio.net. Just click on the sports tab, choose Tuscola Player of the Game from a drop-down menu. Check in often as we add news players after each game. That's WPTLradio.net. And trying to select tonight's Tuscola Player of the Game was going to be a tough one, as I told Brandon during a break. Brandon. I think we got a good one tonight, though. But we mean, and you mentioned one of the great things about tonight, everybody on the team scored, and we hadn't seen that happen probably in a long time.
No, and that's huge. I mean, especially for this girls team that we see actually growing and everything. You know, I thought tonight was a really good game. I mean, take away everything you know you want from Brevard or whatever, but the girls needed that after Wednesday night.
Well, and the thing is, it's one of those situations where you work on you.
Yes.
And you don't worry about your opponent so much. You work on the things that you know you need to do better.
Right.
And the passes we saw, now there was a few that got a little high.
Right there in the second half, late in the second half. But I'm telling you, through the whole first half and into the third quarter, man, the passes were on point.
Very crisp. And just there was a lull in scoring in the second quarter. We had not scored, with about 3 minutes and something to go, we had not scored a basket
right.
in the second quarter. And I got a little concerned. We had that little drop, and it's like, oh, no, what's going to happen? But they kind of woke back up.
They did.
Perked up and went on a run and got a big lead back, took that into the locker room, and in the second half, it was just a matter of numbers at that point.
Yeah, and, you know, it looked like Brevard, once we got out of that lull, it was like Brevard went into one right there, and they started having a little trouble scoring. And so we took advantage of it. We'd go down and score, get a steal, go down and score, and it sort of took them out of their rhythm and really more or less did take them all out of the game because they were within, I think, 12 or 15 at that point, and then we just – drove away with it.
Kept going. Never could get to the running clock. Got close.
No,
I think you
really
said 33.
Close. 33.
Couldn't quite get it all the way. But I was looking at the stats. Of course, we don't have any stats for Brevard. But the one stat I could come up with,
Hey, we love y'all. Y'all want another chat? I got y'all.
That's some of our.
He's made his way over to the home side tonight.
Wild student section. We've got. And that's good to see guys. And the students getting back involved and being active and supporting. Their classmates and their teammates.
And the crazy thing is, like I said, that is mainly sophomores that are leading that.
And that's great. That's a great thing because that means they're going to be here a while.
Right.
Can show that kind of spunk and leadership. And you know, I think that's great. I mean, be leaders and, you know, drag the other ones that come in along with you.
Well, I met Owen as I was coming up the steps, and I said, you think you could bottle some of that energy up for me because I need some? And then he said, I'm just excited about tonight. And I was like, son, you're high on life. I said, that a way to be.
Well, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get you ready for boys basketball action here on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Mountain Credit Union is your guide through every season. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. This time of year can bring more than just chilly mornings. It can bring extra expenses too. Your neighbors at Mountain Credit Union have got your back. From holiday budgets to heating costs, our affordable rate loans and savings tools are here to keep you prepared. Because at Mountain Credit Union, commitment to our community isn't seasonal. It's who we are. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison, Branson Reese back here with you on the hill from the Stevenson Pest Control press box as we get ready to bring you boys basketball action. And as we were talking about, no stats from Brevard, but there is this one stat I did come up with. They're only averaging exactly one point per game more than we are, 53.8 to 52.8. They beat us back on January the 5th by 8, 64-56. So you got to think, two games left in the regular season. This is, with East coming to town right on Tuesday, this is our last best opportunity to try to get a win.
Try to get another win, regular season, or conference win, rather. But, you know, I think the boys want to take a lot out of the game from Wednesday night down at Pisgah, because in hostile territory like we were in, and to have it within –
they fought back to two with, what, about 3.5 to go in the third quarter. They had scratched back, and just a couple of bad turnovers and then that intentional foul call. And there was no question about the intentional foul. I mean, I think they kind of made more of it down the road than what it was.
It
was what it was, and it was a bad time to have it, but and then Pisgah just kind of got their win and got back into business. And of course, Putnam had 32 points,
right,
which is wild because he also, I think, leads in assists.
He did, and you know, there was a lot of things, unfortunately, that got missed. And I'm not going to bring it up, but a lot of things got missed in that game that a lot of people saw, and how it got missed is still kind of questionable to me, because it was right there, and I don't know. But
that game, you know, usually calls for pretty strong crew, and
yes,
not so sure that we had that Wednesday night. Starters tonight for the Brevard Blue Devils: Grant Buchanan, Braden Taylor, Tristan Wynn, Owen Green, and number 13, Tyler Rundell. So starting a senior, junior, senior, freshman, so a lot of experience out there on the floor for Brevard.
And I do remember Tristan Wynn from football.
Hell yeah. You don't have to worry about buckling his belt tonight.
No. I forgot about that. Good call.
Stonewall Strickland in the game. Starting for Tuscola, Gavin Chouinard. Anthony Massey with a new haircut, it looks like. Bryce Ferguson. And Jet Bartley, pretty much the same starters we've had. And kind of a new thing, they're going over and shaking hands with the student section. And hopefully the Mountaineers, everybody's having fun tonight. Hopefully the atmosphere carries over, but got to take this game seriously, Brevard. Certainly with four conference wins, probably looking down at us a little bit. It's time for the A1 Storage. Right, excuse me. It's time for the Keys to the Game, sponsored by Bethel Storage. Are you looking for a place to store all your stuff? Bethel Storage can help you store all your precious items in one safe, convenient location. Call Bethel Storage at 648-5656. Key is Mountaineers need to take this energy they're feeling right now, play smart, and carry it throughout the game.
Right, and they do, and got to get a good start.
And the ball controlled, tapped. And I thought the Mountaineers were going to end up with it, but Tristan Wynn will come down with it. And the first effort by Bavard, no good. Jet Bartley will come down with it. Mountaineers will start on offense. Massey in the corner, dribbles right side, almost took Strickland to midcourt. Bryce Ferguson looks inside high on Bartley. Ferguson will cut baseline. Massey on the wing to Chouinard. Back to Massey. Trying to go low to Bartley. Kicks it back out. Massey going to take the three.
Boom.
Boom. He nails it.
And that three-point shot sponsored by Forger Contracting.
And here's up 3-0. He played 50 seconds here. So Buchanan handling the ball, hands it off to Wynn. He'll skip it out on the wing, and a three by Tyler Rundell, the freshman. And Mountaineers going to face a press here in the backcourt. They'll get it into Strickland. He'll push. Goes up to the rim. Shot no good, but a foul going to be called, and he'll go to the line. A foul on Braden Taylor, senior guard.
And this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. And if you're looking to grow your business, give Carol a call at WPTL 648-3576.
Need to hit these free throws tonight. First one's good. That was one of the issues we ran into Wednesday. And Strickland will hit both of them. They'll swing it over to Rundell. Buchanan going to drive the lane. They'll kick it out on the side. Taylor with a shot, no good. And Chouinard tried to feed Ferguson, almost tipped out by Braden Taylor. Mountaineers will start over. Ferguson gets it across. Bryce over to Strickland on the right wing, working on Wynn. Goes into the lane, hangs and banks it in.
Nice
Strickland,
shot.
Strickland hot tonight compared to Wednesday when he drove and we couldn't get it to go. Oh, man, Buchanan had posted up low. Wynn with a shoulder into Bartley. They'll kick it out. The three, no good. Owen Green had position, tipped it out, but the ball's on the floor. Wow. It's going to go off Chouinard out of bounds.
Almost had it, been able to get down the court.
Need to control that rebound. Got to watch Wynn now headed to the basket on the inbound. Here we go. He'll pull up right side of the lane. Now get it to Rundell. Now Buchanan drives, kicks to Wynn. Going to be a walk. Tristan Wynn tried to rock the cradle and got called for the walk. Inbound. Strickland gets it across, going to drive again, hangs it in, and count the basket, and he's fouled. Strickland to the line.
Wow.
Dare I say,
Fuego. Act
right in Fuego.
In Fuego. There's one hadn't been mentioned in a long time.
Strickland misses the free throw. He was kind of falling back. 9-3. Mountaineers in the lead. Buchanan. I'll say he tried to pass it to Owen Green, although it looked like he lost it. Green drove from the lane. Basket no good, but the foul on Bartley. So Jets first, teams first. And Grant Buchanan to the line, senior guard for Brevard. On the way, no good. Massey with the buzz cut tonight.
He went, yeah. And I hope that means kind of like the punch to Tony Field. Maybe he knows that they're going to have some warm weather.
Free throws like good. 9-4. Strickland down in the corner. Hayden Zetcher going to drive baseline. Pulls up. Back to Strickland. Kicks it out to Bryce Ferguson. Bryce will start the offense after the break. Works right. Drives the jumper. Count it. Where has this been?
Bryce Ferguson said, anything you can do, I can do better, Stonewall.
So Buchanan pulls it back. Mountaineers up 11-4. Buchanan going to drive left. Pulls up. Kicks it out. The shot by Rundell. No good. Rebound by Strickland. He'll feed to Ferguson. Ooh, almost slipped as he went across midcourt. Strickland! Only for two. He was on the line. 13-4. They'll go low. Buchanan spin. Won't go from the baseline. Now Ferguson with the rebound. Buchanan steals it from behind at midcourt. Feeds it to Christian Conley in the game now.
And Conley, another one of those from football that I remember.
Yeah, he was the backup quarterback till Kessinger got hurt. Became the starting quarterback. Conley, a senior. Owen Green works towards the lane. To give it go. Kicks it out. Rundell, top of the key. No good. Rebound Strickland. Brevard having the problem we see. And Strickland gets it picked as he crosses midcourt, but then the outlet. Wynn and Conley having a little miscommunication issue. They thought one of his, I think Wynn thought he was going to go high for the alley-oop, and he cut more towards the baseline.
The one thing Strickland's got to worry about is when he's getting middle court like that and having three around him.
Traffic, yeah. Massey with it across midcourt after the inbound. Tuscola up 14-4. 3:41 to go in the first. Ferguson looking for a screen set by Callaway. Kicks it out to Setzer. Now Chouinard. And he threw it to where Ferguson had been, not where he was.
Yeah, looked like Bryce had been cutting right. He threw it a little too left for him.
Bryce got a hand on it, but not enough to curl it in. Elijah Hampton in the game for Tuscola. So we got Hampton, Setzer, Callaway, Ferguson, and Chouinard on the floor for Tuscola. Interesting lineup there. Buchanan works left. Setzer goes to cut him off. Now Rundell. Double team by Hampton, and Chouinard pulls Buchanan back. Conley spins into the lane, dumps it to Wynn, up and over Chouinard. Chouinard, it was some contact. Chouinard went to the floor, and Wynn lays it in. 14-6. They'll get it into Hampton. Back to Ferguson. Conley going to walk it back from midcourt, jab step like he's going to go for a steal. Now to Chouinard. Chouinard had an opening, spins, kicks it out to Hampton. He'll work baseline and then lost the handle. Ball's loose. Picked up. Great job by Callaway. Out to Setzer. Won't go. Callaway fighting for that rebound. Back in the paint. And finally going to get called for the walk as could not find an opening to clear the ball.
Give him credit for not letting them get another hand on the ball to get a dunk ball.
Great effort there on the floor by Callaway. Mountaineers up 14-6. Wynn dribbles in, cut off by Setzer and Chouinard. He'll kick it back out. Now Conley with it. Over to Tycavia Griffin now in the game for Brevard. Griffin motions for Wynn to work left. He spins up and over Chouinard. Tried to bank it, wouldn't go. Rebound by Bryce Ferguson. Got to be careful, Kent.
Yeah.
Conley's quick. And Bryce was kind of walking it up. And Conley saw an opportunity to try to pick it. Fortunately, knocked it out of bounds for the Mountaineers. So Bryce to inbound midcourt, Strickland back in the game after a blow on the bench. Setzer out there still. Hampton still out there. Strickland gets it across.
Oh, God, my gosh.
Bryce came back into the backcourt. Fortunately, didn't have the ball with him. Hampton with it, going to get bumped as he tried to work right around the arc. That's going to stay on the floor. That's going to be on number four, Tristan Wynn. Inbound to Ferguson in the backcourt. He'll signal and Wynn. Ooh. Shinar going to pull up for three.
Boom!
Count it.
That three-point shot sponsored by Forger Contracting.
And Griffin tried to move, stumbled, got rid of the ball before he walked. Griffin back from the corner, no good. Ferguson got a hand on it. Ball's loose, picked up by Shinard. Ferguson, Strickland, he'll push. Setzer runs the floor, gets Braden Taylor off his feet and collides with Setzer's back as Setzer tried to drive to the basket. Second foul on Braden Taylor for Brevard. Fourth team foul.
Good job by young Hayden Setzer drawing that foul.
Callaway back in the game in place of Hampton for the Mountaineers. Ferguson to inbound baseline. In the corner to Shinard and just kind of came in at an awkward angle, a little low, and got by Shinard out of bounds. So an opportunity lost there. Mountaineers still up 17-6. Minute 10 to go in the first. Number 10, Brady Anderson in the game, and he'll take the three, and it's good. 17-9. Ferguson pushes, gets it across. About to get trapped. They give it over to Shinard. Gavin works left, top of the key, thought about it. Goes in the corner. Ferguson works right, started to head for the paint, pulls it back, spins, working baseline. Skip pass down over to Setzer. And
oh.
Hayden stumbled up there when he tried to pass it over to Strickland and draws the walk. .9 to go in the first. Mountaineers up by eight. Taylor will bring it down for the Blue Devils. Right side, Anderson. They'll go low to Braden Crane, and he'll outlet to Brady Anderson, whose tip-in effort won't go, and then we get a foul in the paint on the follow. That's going to go on number 32, Sam Callaway, sending Tristan Wynn to the line.
That'll be Sam's first, team second.
So Brevard, much like Smokey, pretty heavy rotation in and out for that bench. Wynn's first free throw attempt, no good. Anthony Massey back in the game. He'll get Callaway. Second one is up. That's no good. And Crane just tried to push Massey out of the way, but couldn't get the rebound. Setzer spun him away from the basket, out to Shinard. For three.
That three-point shot sponsored by Forger Contracting.
20-9, Mountaineers lead. Under 10 seconds to go. Wynn tried to drive baseline, kicks it out to Rundell. Nobody there. It'll rebound out to the corner, and that'll do it for the first quarter. The Mountaineers up 20-9. We'll be back after this. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your home for Mountaineer sports.
Coming back live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box as we start the second quarter. Mountaineers up 20-9. Bryce Ferguson will bring it across midcourt. Strickland in the corner. Ferguson got Buchanan off his feet, but then lost the handle as he drove into the lane. Down in the corner. Buchanan will drive, goes up and around Bartley. Bartley challenge, comes down with a rebound. Strickland to Ferguson. Nobody there. Strickland into the lane. The runner goes.
Great start to this first half right here into the second quarter.
Crane tried to get it to Anderson, tipped by Ferguson. Buchanan able to pick it up. Wynn working left over to Anderson. Got to watch him on the three outside. Right side to Taylor. Drives the lane, kicks it out. Anderson for three, won't go. Nobody there for the Mountaineers. Buchanan will pick it up. Dish it down to Wynn, in and out of the rim, tip back to Wynn, and he'll stick it in. Only 2-11. Strickland, Ferguson, Massey on the right wing. Working on Anderson. Up to Strickland on the point. Chouinard sets the screen, Strickland drives, puts up the shot, and he's fouled.
I'm surprised that one didn't go in the way he's throwing up shots tonight.
Strickland has been hot.
That's going to send him to the line. This free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
And sorry about that.
Stonewall, oh, you're good. Stonewall missing that first shot right there.
Second one rolls off, no good. Rebound by Crane. Strickland with a steal. They were trying to go over to that left wing, over to Anderson again. Ferguson, Chouinard for three, left side, won't go. Rebound Strickland. He'll put it up over Crane, won't go. Rebound Massey, back out to Chouinard, right side for two. Wynn takes it all the way into the lane, then dishes out in the corner. Shot by Rundell won't fall. Mountaineers with the rebound. Strickland gets it down. Bryce Ferguson steps in the arc for two. Won't go. Bartley gets a hand on it. Gets the rebound. Feeds to Chouinard. Got held by Wynn over in the corner. Strickland. Nope. Massey and Anderson battling down there on the baseline. Rundell. Strickland on him out there on the wing. Anderson just to the left of the top of the key. Shot won't go. Tip. It'll go out of bounds. Off Crane. 24-11. Mountaineers in the lead. Owen Green back in the game for Brevard. Braden Crane will take a break. Ferguson inbound to Chouinard. He'll get it across. This is Bryce Ferguson. Ferguson motions for Bartley to come up, set the screen, works right. Picks up his dribble, needs help. Bartley to Chouinard, set screen. Chouinard works left, rolls off the rim. Bartley nice. With the follow.
Great job right there
great
by
move.
Jett.
Great move by Jett to go to the basket after setting that screen. Wynn from the free throw line dumps it down low to Green, and it's good. Wynn drew three Mountaineers down there in the paint. Green just stepped in from the low block and put it in. Ferguson, left side, Chouinard. Tomasi looking to swing right, picks up his dribble. Over to Setzer, we got a foul inside.
I'm guessing.
I assume they called a foul on Bartley. But they don't signal anything.
Not signaling or put it up on the
so
board.
I'm not sure what the turnover was for there. Conley on the point. Works left on the elbow. Gives it over to Griffin. Back to Conley. In the corner to Wynn. They go low to Green. Back out. Conley. Now to Green low. Backs Massey down. Shot up. No good. Banging around. Bryce Ferguson will come down with it. Got it. Took cut off by Rundell. Strickland going to go behind the back. Kicks it to Chouinard. Now Ferguson.
Oh.
Strickland wasn't expecting it as he and Massey kind of collided there. Able to recover. Strickland way out on the right wing near the sideline. In the corner, Massey going to take the three. Not there. Tristan Wynn with a rebound. Spins against Chouinard. Kicks it out. Top of the key. Conley shot way off. Ball batted around and lands in the hands of Bryce Ferguson. And Coach Messer going to take a timeout here at the 3:22 mark in the second quarter, up 26-13. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Bellwood, one great location with great customer service. This reminder that Tuscola basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forger Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. Seems like the training ring is a place to hang out tonight.
Usually is.
Well, Coach Chambers' office used to be the place to hang out back in the old days. That was the hospitality room, which is where the donuts were. Ferguson will bring it down. Picks up his dribble. Going to need some help to Chouinard. Conley on Chouinard. Tight. The give and go. Strickland pulls up left side of the lane. Won't go. Rebound Owen Green. And shots starting not to fall for the Mountaineers here as we approach the latter part of the second quarter. Brevard quickly moving the ball around. In the corner, Rundell got tipped out from behind by Bryce Ferguson. Brevard saves it. Griffin will bring it back down. Conley works left, pulls up at the free throw line, blocked by Bartley. Shot from the corner by Griffin won't go. Rebound Bartley. Got a little push from Green there for the good order.
Man, that's a good series right there, a block and a rebound for Jet.
Ferguson got tangled up trying to get past Griffin. He'll pick the ball up. Ferguson tips it back out, but Green able to pick it up for Brevard. Head fake, Rundell. Now Buchanan dribbles into the lane. And dribbles out of it. Pulls back, thought about it, gives it to Conley. Swing it left, Rundell. Pulls up, takes the three. No good. Green with a rebound. He's hung up on the baseline. Gets it out. Buchanan, head fake, drives to the lane, right side. Rolls off the rim, won't go. Put back by Green, won't go. Gets his own rebound, and finally gets a basket. 26-15, minute 37 to go. Mountaineers need a basket right here.
In a bad way.
Chouinard thought about it. Spins in the lane. Won't go. The can will bring it across for the Blue Devils. Ooh, Strickland need to be careful there on the reach. Trying to ward off Rundell. Right side. Amden Baptist in the game for Brevard. Man, they're working everybody tonight. Buchanan cut off from the baseline by Chenard. They'll kick it out in the corner to Rundell, and it's good. It's now 26-18.
Need a basket.
Strickland going to drive. Dumps it out to Bartley. He don't want it out there. Chenard will pull up right side of the lane. Rolls off the rim. Bartley tried to follow, but the ball hung on the rim an extra second, and he flew on by. Walked there by Griffin, not called. In the corner to Green. Rundell, Buchanan. Now they'll start to move. Griffin going to pull up just inside the arc. Top of the key, rolls it in. 26-20. Brevard making a big move here. And Strickland gets tripped up by Rundell, started to go after him, and fortunately thought better of it.
Yeah, that's last thing we want to do is get a
get another thing like we had in the Pisgah game.
Yeah.
So Brevard will sub in. So we got Baptist, Green, Wynn, and Conley over there having a few words with Strickland. Long pass. They tried to hit Setzer and ended up hitting the wall over there at the end of the gym. Mountaineers getting a little rattled here late. Got to get their composure back. Only 7.5 seconds left in the first half. Brevard going to take a timeout.
Wow.
Down by 6 with 7.5 to go in the first half in this timeout. On the Court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. And I think the official just had a chat with Coach Chambers. Maybe turn the temperature down just a touch over there in the student section.
Yeah, they were. I noticed Conley made a beeline over there. I think they jawed a little bit, and that's when he came out. So,
well, some of those guys should know each other from
right
earlier in the year or late last year. So Brevard gets it in, Wynn works left side against Bartley, spins and banks it in. And the inbound tip, stolen, and it won't go. That was just not a good move by Bryce there late.
Yeah.
So that lead the Mountaineers had by 10 has been cut to 4. As we go to the break, this is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
It's time for the halftime show brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. It's also time for the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Tuscola player goes to Samantha Horton. Are you looking for a safe place to store all your gifts from wandering eyes with 24/7 access? Call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Conveniently located for all your storage needs. Sam, I think that was probably the most complete effort we've seen so far this season from Tuscola girls basketball. How do you feel about it tonight?
I think tonight was a really good game, and we gave all of our effort, and we know it's towards the end of the season, and we just got to push as hard as we can.
Well, Branson and I were talking. Of course, Brevard, you know, let's face it, not having a great year. Lady Mountaineers have been in the same boat in the past. And we were kind of talking about this is one of those nights where you don't worry so much about what your opponent's doing. You work on what you need to do to get better. And that appears to be what y'all did tonight. The cool thing is everybody on the team scored tonight.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know that I've seen that in a long time. Here, boys or girls basketball. So tell us about, you came out hot. I mean, you hit right away from the field. You were hitting hard down low, getting some rebounds. Tell us about coming off the bench and kind of giving that spark.
Well, thank you, but I think it was just a mindset that we had and how we worked as a team today. We had a lot of good plays where we gave up the ball to so that a teammate could make a better play than we could of ourselves.
So we, you know, trying to lock down this fifth seed, and that East Henderson game is going to be kind of big. Of course, they're playing at Pisgah tonight, so, you know, haven't got any scores, but we can't, you know, if you're going with averages, you got to kind of figure that Pisgah will pull out the win tonight, so that kind of keeps that separation with our win and a loss for them. But to kind of solidify that fifth seed for the conference tournament, and you know, we got East coming in here Tuesday night, a team that we've been very competitive with over the last two and a half seasons. Kind of got away from us down there.
Yes, sir.
What can we expect different against East Henderson on Tuesday?
I think the hustle and the want to play, as well as some plays switching it up so they can't. Well, they'll have film, but we'll try to work around it.
Well, and I did notice tonight, defense, you did some 1-3-1 there for quite a while.
Yes,
which
sir.
I love that defense. And played some man. It also looked like, I don't know, almost kind of looked like you were running two chaser there for a little bit, like a 2-3 with Julia.
Was that a box and one.
So it was a box and one.
Yes,
kind of. Yeah, I'd seen y'all had run that before, and that's kind of what we've noticed. Last few games, Julia's starting to be put on that A player for our opponent. Is that something that Coach Sutton has been working on and instilling in you guys is put Julia on them and you guys take up the rest of it?
Yeah, I think he knows that she has a lot of hustle, but he also wants us all to step up and be able to play our parts. But he trusts her with that position.
Well, and she's very athletic.
Yes,
and, of course, I've made the comment she's took a lot of licks this year, too. looks like she had a little sum under her eye. I know she got set on a screen by Leonard Wednesday night. You could tell it left the mark.
Yeah, she's tough.
She's tough, and I know, you know, she banged a knee, I think, earlier in the year here, and it's just been, you know, you get a little worried that, you know, obviously a team leader, you don't want them to go down to injury. You know, we saw Sophia, you know, in the past go down with that knee injury, so we don't want anything bad to happen. But the grit that she has, and I think that sort of her leadership carries over the rest of you guys, doesn't it?
Yes, sir, it does.
So we're looking ahead Tuesday. We don't know what the conference tournament's going to look like. Hopefully get that fifth seed. Looking like right now, if it stays as it is, we would probably have to go play Smoky at Smoky because I think they're going to host the tournament. So we'll probably have to go there. Maybe get another shot at them. How would you feel about that?
I think it'd be good. We're competitive with them, but we have just lost it and not been able to make shots fall. But in practice, we've been working on our shots and consistency.
Well, they were sure falling tonight for you guys. Everything was going really well tonight. And, you know, we look at the boys, they got off to a great start tonight. Stonewall was pretty much on fire there in that first quarter as they came out. So this has been a fun night. JV girls won, JV boys won, you girls win, and hopefully the boys can pull this one out up by four here in the second half. Well, we'll take a break. That's been Samantha Horton, our A1 Storage Player of the Game. We'll take a break and come back right after this.
Mountain Credit Union can help you make this season bright. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. The holidays are magical, but they can also be expensive. Gifts, travel, heating bills, it all adds up. We're here to take the stress out of the season. From holiday loans and flexible payment options to smart savings tips, we'll help you stay on track so you can focus on family, not finances. Because we're more than your credit union. We're your neighbors, ready to guide you through winter's twists and turns. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Well, and in a kind of, this is how things are just going to have to go now. Announcement from Jamil Watson of West Charlotte, and he is a Power 4 prospect, has announced he is transferring to South Point and not the one in Belmont. The one across the line has an E on the end of Point down in South Carolina. So, you know, that's the thing now. And, of course, I've read comments all different ways. Well, if the team and you need to be seen, you need to be this, that, and the other. But nah, I don't know. I guess I'm too old school for that kind of.
You're going to get noticed.
It's hard to hide kids today. Looks like Tarbor adding some staff. Of course. Big news yet last night, Luke Kuechly, Hall of Fame. Glad to see that. One of my favorite Panthers.
And not your typical big-sized linebacker, but
he had
a motor, because I remember at Boston College averaging, I think it was like 14 or 15 tackles a game. Carried that over to the NFL, which is hard to do with not even being, I don't even think he was 6'1", was he? He was like 5'10", 5'11".
I believe he was coming in around 6.
But your normal 6'3", 6'4", linebacker, and made a great career.
This coming in from high school OT. Pisgah girls right now, one of only two girls teams in the state with 20 wins so far. Them and Queens Grant. The interesting thing about Queens Grant.
Yeah.
Their boys team also has 20 wins, so pretty strong basketball program at Queens Grant High School. One of our favorite alumni, Trent Turner, got some preseason SoCon recognition back for another season with the Catamounts.
I saw that.
They got picked to finish fifth in the Southern Conference poll. They'll open up the season next week, three-game homestand against Gardner-Webb. And I hope they ain't blowing snow like I saw at Carson Newman.
Wow.
Last
I know.
Week.
Was that not crazy to see a game? It was pouring the snow.
That's got to get hard to see the ball. But, of course, Trent, big baseball player here, also played basketball for the Mountaineers. Want to say hi to our buddy Marty Scruggs listening in tonight as we start the third quarter here from the Stevenson Pest Control press box. Brevard with possession. Braden Taylor, they go up top. Shot, no good. Rebound, Chouinard. Hopefully Brevard cooled off a little bit from that run they made in the second quarter. Ferguson over to the left to Chouinard on the wing. Good move. Bartley switching up on which side to set the screen. Strickland over to Ferguson, head fake. Going to drive, dumps it out. Chouinard.
Boom, there we go. And that three-point shot sponsored by a Florida contract.
Needed that because that last part of the second quarter, they went cold.
Needing the basket, bad.
Back up by 7 now here early in the third. Win, spin against Chouinard, and Bartley kicks it out. And Braden Taylor can't handle it in the corner and loses it out of bounds. And Coach Rusty Smith sinks to his knees. for the Blue Devils. Chenard, right side, Ferguson. Anthony Massey going to set the screen. They'll swing it left to Strickland. Stonewall going to drive. I'm not sure if he was trying to dump it down to Massey or it got tipped. Ball got tipped again. Stonewall picks it up, so it wasn't a walk. Massey, Bryson. Stonewall going to pass it back and forth over there on the left side. Now Bryce will dribble out of it. Working left. Strickland got a hold there by Rundell as he tried to cut. No call. Ferguson way out on the wing. Won't go.
Oh, nice.
Great rebound by Jet Bartley. Strickland. Ferguson, left corner, going to shoot it again. Can't get it to go. Taylor brings it down in the corner. Now they'll swing it. Rundell going to go into the lane. Hangs, won't go. Rebound Bartley. Jet doing a great job.
He is.
Ferguson into the lane. 15-footer.
There we go.
Back rolls it in. 31-22. 5:48 here in the third. Green to Buchanan. Goes in the lane, and yep. Bryce going to get called for the push as he drove. Bryce fought through that screen pretty well.
That'll be his first.
They go high up to Rundell. Green back to Rundell on the wing. Cut off by Chenard. Now Wynn. Green will shuffle low. Goes up, jump step, can't get it to go. Another rebound by Jet Bartley. Down here's Quick. Stonewall, spin move, Chenard in the lane, goes up,
oh,
cut the basket, and he's
down. What an acrobatic move. Wow. We've seen two tonight.
That foul by Owen Green will send Gavin Chenard to the line for the and one.
This free throw shot sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at 648-3576.
Chenard's free throw rolls in. Good. Lead is up to 12 now for Tuscola. 5:13 and a third to go. Wynn brings it across. Looks to the bench for the sign. Gives it to Green high. Got a feeling he don't want it there.
Tristan out. Over to Tyler Runnell. Brings it around.
Buchanan with it. They'll swing it left to Rundell. Back over on the right side. Massey and Strickland will switch. Right side. Taylor going to pull up, take three, and it's good. Brevard patient on that series, kept moving it around. Eventually got Taylor open wide. Chenard spin, Lane hangs, banks it in.
Wow, he lost control of that too. Still got it back and get it in.
Puts the lead back to 12. Went into the lane, kicks it out. Buchanan for three, won't go. Kicks out to Green, though. He'll give it to Taylor, the runner off the front of the rim. Wynn goes up over Bartley. Got to be careful, don't push him there. Brevard will keep possession. Buchanan sets the offense now. Works left, hands off to Taylor. To Green, they'll swing it over to Wynn on the right side. Looking to go into paint, goes up, hung in the air, capped the basket, and he's fouled. That's going to go on Jim Bartley, third. Second.
Yeah, because I think we were thinking in that first half they were going to call one on him, but they never put it up, so that is two on him.
That's the second team foul here in the third quarter with 3:32 to go, so that's not bad. Crystal win for the and one for the Blue Devils. Short, rebound Ferguson. Brevard is helping us out. There's no doubt about that. Way over. Sets are going to take the three.
Oh,
short. Long pass down to Griffin. Gets it to Wynn. Into the lane. Crane in there now, too. Crane will come down with a rebound. Kick it out to Griffin. Griffin into the lane. The one-handed runner won't go. And I knew that was going to happen. Crane went up. Bartley was beside him. Went to block the shot. The ball's in, and the third foul on Jet Bartley.
And that will be the third one on Jet. All right. Actually, they're calling that on Gavin.
Well, they're bringing in Callaway because they thought it was on Bartley, too. Coach Smith upset because they never let Crane shoot the free throw. So the foul's showing on the board for Chouinard, but they took Bartley out because we thought it was his third.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they think it's his third. We're better off this way. Crane going to have to come out. I believe we got a little blood there. No. Maybe not. No, nope, he's going to the training room. So Crane will come out. Tuscola's trainer will take care of him. Brevard not traveling with one tonight. Inbound to Callaway. Oh, Bryce on the feed. Over in the corner. Setzer won't go. Callaway trying to save it. Gets it to Chouinard. Pulls up short. Ferguson with a rebound. He'll go up and it gets smacked by Griffin, but the foul should send Bryce Ferguson to the line.
You are correct, and these foul shots are going to be sponsored by WPTF. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at 648-3576.
Bryce's first free throw good. Second one on the way, rolls and in. Lead is nine. 2:50 to go here in the third. Conley with it now. Over to Wynn on the wing. Goes to move in the lane, kicks it out. Anderson from the left corner won't go. Rebound Strickland. Got tipped out of bounds. And it'll stay with Brevard. Inbound to Conley. Now Griffin with it. Buchanan, left side, Anderson in the corner to Wynn on the left side. He'll dribble back around. Looking to use the screen by Conley, working on Ferguson. Right side of the lane, they'll get rid of it. Over in the corner, Anderson. Bard moving the ball around outside. Buchanan. Buchanan with it. Tried to hand it off to Griffin. Griffin kept going. Buchanan able to come back down with it for Brevard. Went in, gives it off. Buchanan will drive in the lane. The jump step won't go. Good rebound. Anthony Massey going to get a reach in and a foul by Christian Conley. His first, team third. Minute 50 to go in the third. Inbound to Strickland. Midcourt pushes. Trying to go into the lane. I think he was going to dish it to Massey. And the corner ball's loose again. Strickland saves it but rolls out of bounds. Good hustle by Stonewall.
Got to be careful right there.
I couldn't tell if he lost it going up to the rim or was planning on kicking it down in the corner to Massey. Either way, it was a turnover. Brevard will get the ball back down on their end. Minute 40 to go in the third. Griffin looks inside. Now Wynn into the paint. Out to Anderson looking to make some room. to Griffin.
Conley, that's a shot up.
No good. Ferguson picks it up. He'll dribble out of traffic.
Good job right there.
Chouinard into the lane, goes up against Wynn and draws the foul.
That was a smart play by Bryce right there, because the way that traffic was right there, it wasn't going to end well. And
three blue shirts around him, yeah.
Good job of him just pulling up, letting the rest of his team catch up.
It's been 38-29 now for about a minute and a half. Chouinard to the line to shoot two. First free throw is good.
These free throws are sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Second one's good. Substitution, Bartley in for Setzer for Tuscola. Mavericks up now by 11 with a minute 16 to go in the third. Inbound to Wynn. Brings it down to the right side of the court. Headed towards the corner. Thought about pulling up over Bartley. Now he'll give it to Buchanan, and Brevard will start their offense, moving the ball around outside this Tuscola defense, and the ball's kicked out of bounds. Trying that entry pass into Green, and kicked out of bounds by Massey. Brevard will keep the ball. Inbounding baseline. They go high out to Green. Gives it over to Buchanan. Under a minute to play here in the third. Taylor for three. That one's off. Bartley with a rebound. Ferguson bringing it down. Ball we got spinning and twisting, and Coach Messer is like, slow your butt down. That foul on Massey. Right there past midcourt.
That's going to be Anthony's first, team fourth.
Yeah, I get Coach Messer's point. We got 40-something seconds and 11-point lead. We're not in a car race now. In the corner, Rundell bounces way out to Massey, fights the ball as Taylor tried to grab it out. Good job, strong job by Anthony Massey. Ferguson. Strickland out on the wing. 20 seconds. They go low, trying to hit Bartley. Couldn't handle it.
Man, he had position too. Oh, man.
It was a little high. But a good idea. 15 seconds. Wynn over to Buchanan. Mavericks have played good defense here for the last 2 minutes. Taylor, Stonewall got a hand on it. Wynn looking to drive baseline. They'll kick it out. Rendell for three at the buzzer. Won't go. Mountaineers take a 40-29 lead going into the final quarter. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison, Branson Reese back here with you live at the Stephen Pest Control Press Box. As we get ready to start the fourth quarter, the Mountaineers up by 11, 40-29. So Brevard will start with possession here in the fourth quarter at midcourt. Buchanan to inbound. Gets it into Green. Green will hand it right back to him. Wind will take off with it towards the lane. Out to Rendell. Ball, and it'll be a kickball violation as Stonewall Strickland leapt into the air to cut off the passing lane. Wind to inbound for the baseline now for the Blue Devils. The handoff. Wind, Buchanan, top of the key. Right side, Rendell. They go low. Taylor throws it up over his back. And now Bartley's going to get the foul.
That should be his third.
Taylor's first free throw is good. Callaway will check in for Jet Bartley. Try to save some of those fouls for later. Second one off the rim. Won't go. Rebound Bryce Ferguson. Buchanan going to challenge him when we get across midcourt. And Bryce.
There we go.
And they're looking for a push off on Bryce Ferguson and aren't going to get it. The spin move. Basket's good. Tuscola up 42-30. And Coach Smith going to take the technical foul. And that's going to hurt. He got up real close to Mr. Ray, and there was obviously a magic word uttered.
Yeah, that magic word will usually get you every time.
I can understand it because Bryce threw an arm out there, but given some of the things we've seen done to us this season, it stacks the other way.
I mean, he had it up like a forearm up, but I don't think it got extended. I mean, it's close. I mean, you know, it's close. I'll play devil's advocate on that.
Sinard, first free throw, good. I could see the Brevard coach having a point. Second one on the way. And the good thing about it is now Tuscola will get possession.
Right.
So a chance
to really make this
really push this thing out. Up now 14. Bryce looking to get it in. Gets it to Chenard. Left side, Bryce Ferguson. Buchanan on him on the wing. Trying to reach. And a foul going to be called on a reach on Buchanan. That'll be the third foul. Or actually, team second foul here in the fourth. We've only played 50 seconds in the fourth. So Ferguson will inbound from the side. Inbounds to Chenard. Crosses midcourt. Directs traffic, gives it over to Strickland. Down here, spread the floor. Now Strickland will drive, dish in the corner. Callaway will take the three.
Oh.
Rattles out, Strickland with the putback.
Oh, nice. Johnny on the spot.
46-30. Wynn going to just drive by. Nobody stops him. Kind of stops it for Brevard here for just a bit. Down here leads still 14. Ferguson. Got to be careful. He's not going to get away with that too much, I'm afraid. Ball tip. Wynn will pick it up. Strickland will draw the foul. The key here is Coach Messer needs to kind of rally the troops right now.
Yeah.
Let Brevard be the ones kind of lose their composure. Yeah. Don't ride the crazy train with them.
Right. Let them implode. And we'll
don't rappel in after them. So Wynn to the line. This is the first one. And that's one of the things that's hurt Brevard tonight. Free throws.
Free throws.
And Coach Smith is going to take a timeout after that first missed free throw. Down by 14 with 6:26 to go here in the fourth quarter. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. Both teams with two fouls here in the fourth. Of course, Bartley on the bench right now with three. He's the only one, I think, with any serious trouble.
You're right. Mountaineer's doing a really good job foul-wise. Got to four right there in the third, but before that, first and second quarter done a really good job staying pretty much foul, not having a foul, keeping it clean.
Now they're passing out food. Must be the leftovers from the concession stand.
Yeah, I looked over and I seen them coming in with the boxes, and I thought, oh, Lord, they're going to feed all of them.
Your friendly announcers could. I saw pizza at some point.
Pizza.
So Wynn's second one on the way is good. 46-33. Ferguson into Strickland. Gets it to Ferguson, left side, across midcourt. Drives baseline over to Hampton. Hampton puts up the runner, blocked by Griffin. Griffin going to drive, and Bartley. Not going to call the foul. It's on the floor where there was no. I'm still waiting for a foul signal. A little confusion. That's going to go on Ferguson, so Bartley catches another break. That's two tonight.
Yeah.
It's a case of mistaken identity. Inbound to Conley. Gets triple teamed by Ferguson, Chenard, and Bartley. They'll kick it out. Taylor from the corner, no good. Hampton will come down with it. Outlet to Strickland. Reverse layup. Won't go. Bartley got to be careful there. He collides. He hit Wynn in a bad place. Rebound on the shot by Ferguson. Wynn needs to drop to the floor for just a minute. Strickland about to lose it. Chenard out in the corner to Hampton. He'll take the three. Count it!
That three-point shot sponsored by Forger Contracting.
49-33. 5:25 to go. Wynn goes baseline. They'll kick it out. Taylor for three. Short. Good follow by Buchanan. Buchanan getting upset. You can see it. Gets tangled up between Hampton and Bartley. And a foul on Hampton.
That'll be Elijah's first.
Buchanan really started to throw some frustration. You know, he was the victim of that play by Bryce.
All right.
And then drew a foul after that and now gets kind of tangled up down there with about two Mountaineers and starting to get a little heated. 5:15 to go. Wendell pulls up. Bryce had flown by. Shot no good, but he rebounded out long to Wynn. Conley on the left side. Hand off to Wynn. Bartley directing traffic defensively, trying to push Hampton out a little bit as Hampton was backing down into Bartley. Bartley's shot blocked by Wynn. On Wynn, excuse me. Ferguson tried to look down court. Wynn on him. They'll get it across. Picks up his dribble, needs help. Chenard will come get it. Good time for the Mountaineers to settle in and look for a good shot here. Up by 16. And just a bad pass by Bryce trying to hit Setzer. Lindell misses the shot. Wynn follows. He can't get it to go. Bartley with a rebound. Looking for somebody to get the ball to. Timeout. Coach Messer, 4:18 to go. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. One of the students over there chatting up the girls' assistant coach from Brevard.
That would be James Longer.
Ah, we need to talk to James. How's his, figure out how his wrist is doing?
Doing really well, actually. I talked to him and his daddy the other night.
Mountaineers with it. Spin move. Chouinard stops. Kicks it back out. Strickland going to work left side now. And Buchanan went over his back. Caught the basket. I didn't know if he was going to call a foul or not.
I didn't either.
Actually, they're going to call that on Taylor.
And that's going to send Stonewall to the line for a chance for a three-point play. And this shot is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL, 648-3576.
Strickland's free throw good. 52-33, 4 minutes to go. Crane spins into the lane. Lost the handle. Probably not the one you want handling the ball right there. Chouinard will bring it down. Bartley going to set the screen high. Chouinard content to dribble as no one's close. Now Wynn's thinking about stepping up. Bartley got to be careful. He threw that hip out, wanting to set the screen. A little too. Chouinard going to dribble around. Now screen set by Bartley. Bartley cut to the basket, couldn't hit him. Now Strickland going to drive. Gets tied up with Taylor. Taylor pleads his case to no avail, and that's his fifth. He's done for the night.
And I was thinking that was the fifth foul on Brevard.
Nope, just the fourth. Let's see. Got subs coming in now for Brevard. Brady Smith, number 12, Akai Agayapon. Inbound to Strickland, long, almost back towards the other basket. Strickland, oh, great screen set by.
Wow.
By Bartley, and as Strickland tried to go by, he's blocked by number 22, Brady Smith, his first 15 foul. That will send Tusco to the line at the 3:11 mark.
This free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at WPTL at 648-3576.
On the way. No good. The second one. Rolls and won't go. Rebound Connolly. To Buchanan, left. Down to Smith. He tried to hit Connolly in the lane. Now back to Smith and threw it way out too far in front of Buchanan. He couldn't handle it. Sesser in the game for Tuscola in place of Anthony Massey. So Chouinard will bring it down. Bartley screening high. Looks to go right. Strickland
nice.
Underneath the basket. Good pass. 54-33. 21 the lead now for Tuscola. Conley trying to hit number five. That's Logan Miller down low. They'll bring it back out. Swings right. Brady Smith on the wing. Gives to number 12, and he'll drive in Agayapon and just throw it up. Tuscola with a rebound, and Chouinard to bring it down.
I just killed a little clock right here.
Yep. Another good screen by Bartley. Gives Chouinard some room. Ooh, now you got to be careful on that one, sticking that leg out a little bit. Got to get some help, step through, and that's just a bad throw. And a whistle as Buchanan cut to the basket. That foul on number 12, that'll be on Bryce Ferguson.
I think that'll be his third.
We're under two. First one's good.
Mountaineers with a 20-point lead right now, 54-34. Under two to play in the fourth.
Bryce walks it down for the Mountaineers. Hands off to Chouinard. Mountaineers looking to burn a little clock here now. Got to get somebody to the ball, though. Strickland comes out for it. Chouinard looks. Works right. Ferguson pulls it back out from the baseline.
Smart move right there.
And a foul. And going to be a timeout here by Coach Messer with 1:21 to go. Up by 20. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. Minute 21 to go. Both teams in the bonus. And the Mountaineers staring at a potential four-game sweep tonight of the Blue Devils.
Barring a major meltdown.
Brevard didn't travel very well tonight. In fact, they lost quite a bit of their crowd when the girls left.
You're correct. And, you know, I wondered if maybe the weather, because they kept saying so much was going to happen with the weather at this time, and then this was going to happen at this time. So,
well, as I texted you earlier in the afternoon, we got looked like a little snow mixed with rain, and All of a sudden it changed to sleet. I was getting a little worried myself. Although my thermostat said it was 46 outside.
It was, yeah.
So it must have been that upper-level cold air. Ferguson going to content to kind of dribble it out here a little bit. Now going to get double-teamed. Step through. There you go. Chouinard drives left. Going to be a foul. That's going to go on number 22, Brady Smith, his second, I believe. We're under a minute.
That's going to put Gavin Chouinard to the line, and this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at WPTL at 648-3576.
Couldn't get it to go. Anthony Massey back in now for Chouinard. And it's good. 55-34. Over to Griffin, right side. Brady Smith going to shoot the three. Bryce trying to run the clock out here with 20 seconds to go. And Brevard content to kind of let it happen now. Under 10. And the final here tonight, Tuscola 55, Brevard 37. We'll take a break and be back after this. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
Getting into college is more competitive than ever, especially for rural students. That's why we're opening new paths to NC State with options like spring admission and transfer programs. What We Think and Do helps rural students get into NC State and graduate to fill North Carolina jobs. Discover how we're growing paths to NC State. Visit wegrownc.ncsu.edu.
Sponsored by NC State's College of Agriculture and Life Sciences and the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters in cooperation with this station.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Pass it on. Here's my bucket list for the day. Read an article on a news subject. Say only nice things about others. And listen to everyone's opinions. Because making things better requires change. Now, these changes aren't going to show up on your news feed, but they're things I can do. So change something today. It's not going to change the entire world, but it's going to change your world. Change is in you.
Pass it on.
From PassItOn.com.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
It's time for the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Mountaineer goes to Gavin Chenard. Are you looking for the safe place to store your holiday gifts from wandering eyes with 24/7 access? Call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Gavin Chenard, 21 points unofficially tonight. There's probably a good chance we miss some up here. But great performance tonight for the Mountaineers. We were talking a little bit at the break. You said we had a little low there in the second quarter, got a little worried about some things. Y'all kind of brought it back in, got collected, and got back out there. And really just probably the best overall effort we've seen this season so far tonight. And Brevard, not a bad team.
Yeah, I agree.
For sure. A lot of athletes. Kind of reminded me of Smokey in the sense that they had a lot of rotation off that bench tonight. They like to sub a lot.
Yeah, they were subbing a lot, too, in and out for sure. A bunch of guards.
Yep, and just keeping them fresh. And I think, honestly, looking at it first half, what hurt them, I think, didn't shoot good from the field. Definitely didn't shoot good from the free throw tonight. You got off to a hot start. Stonewall Strickland got off to a hot start. Jet Bartley tonight, under the rim, just incredible. Yeah, lots of rebounds. Did a great job. Stayed out of foul trouble.
I know, that was good.
I think there's two that went to other people. Maybe that he got invisible or something all of a second.
Yeah.
So, anyway, just a great overall effort tonight, especially, and you know, you look back on Wednesday, you cut that lead Pisgah had to two.
Yep.
And I think that showed a spark on Wednesday night. You guys could do it when you set your mind to it. And unfortunately, some turnovers and that intentional foul, which, I mean, I think they made more of it down the road about it than what it was.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I'm
sure.
saying? It was part of the game. Nothing was done maliciously. There was no bleeding.
No broken bones. Yeah.
I think, you know, and of course they responded and recovered and got the win. Big game tonight, or Tuesday night coming in, senior night.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Got East Henderson, tough ball club. What can we look for on senior night Tuesday?
The same energy from tonight for sure, just playing hard and going after it because it's going to be almost our last game, especially at home for us seniors,
yeah,
so we just got to play hard.
Because I think conference tournament's all going to be at Smokey from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, it's all Smokey.
So, and that's, I don't know, they said they were talking about trying to start it up next Friday. Have they said anything permanent on that?
I think it's on Thursday. I think. I'm not sure, though, yeah.
So they're going to bump it out a little more. I had heard they were going to try to do it all there because in the past, you know, we've done first round at top seed.
Yeah.
And which is fine. I don't mind going over there. It's not that far. But you just never know when you start bringing in that many games into one gym and you get some overtimes or you get some stuff going on and that schedule can get off track.
Yeah.
So, of course, and it's Valentine's weekend, so everybody, if you've got plans,
I know
things may change this weekend.
Yeah.
So, got to keep on top of that. So, looking ahead, you know, not sure about the playoffs unless we win the tournament. That's going to be a hard sell. But
yeah, we're not. Yeah,
and that's what I'm saying. I think if you win your tournament, I think you still got a shot. I don't remember, they've changed some of the rules since I was in school, but you know, want to get everybody out on Tuesday night, right? Senior
sure.
night, come out and see you guys. Hey, great job tonight by that student section.
I know they were on it for sure.
They were jacked. I mean, they were ready. Hope to see that same kind of energy on Tuesday night.
I hope so. They got the crowd in it and everything.
So that's Gavin Chouinard, our A1 Storage Player of the Game. We'll take a break. We'll come back to wrap things up here from the Hill. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports.
Mountain Credit Union is your guide through every season. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. This time of year can bring more than just chilly mornings. It can bring extra expenses too. Your neighbors at Mountain Credit Union have got your back. From holiday budgets to heating costs, our affordable rate loans and savings tools are here to keep you prepared. Because at Mountain Credit Union, commitment to our community isn't seasonal. It's who we are. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Well, coming live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, Tuscola Mountaineer Basketball, Charles Allison, Branson Reese. Branson, big night here on the Hill. I can't recall a four-game sweep by the Black and Gold in a long time, if ever.
It has been a minute or two since we've had a clean sweep. And, you know, and that's what makes it so great when we do get it, you know, because, listen, the student section was rocking tonight. Great job by them. Of course, I had a few people come by and said, well, you give the wrong player the game. I'm like, what are you talking about? I was like, Gavin had 21. I was like, no. Scotty Setcher was your pep, like your hype man over there tonight. It was like, Scotty hadn't worked that hard in years. I was like, he probably works harder at that than he does at 40 at the hospital.
Scotty had his day. Let's just put to be player of the game. He had a career down the road at that other school, and he also played at Brevard College. Of course, nicknamed the White Squirrel. So
right.
Of course, yeah, he was helping him out, getting him hyped up, and like you told me, it was sophomores kind of leading the way. But, yeah, great win tonight and for the girls and the boys. And when we come back on Tuesday with East Henderson here, hope you'll join us for senior night if you can't be here in person. Be sure and join us on Tuscola Sports Radio. For Branson Reese, this is Charles Allison. Good night, everybody.